UBS argues gold miners are re-engaging within a structural bull cycle on three pillars. Sustained gold demand, that's the first one. Materially improved corporate fundamentals, that's the second one. And contained production costs. These analysts see bullion trending towards 5,900 on central bank buying, ETF inflows, and easing real rates. Meanwhile, miners are generating stronger cash flow, reducing leverage, and exercising capital discipline, with margins expanding as input costs remain stable. The main risk remains a sustained pullback in gold itself.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Goldfix Market Rundown. We have two stories today. Mexico's silver heartland is colliding with cartel fragmentation, rising extortion costs, and geopolitical pressure, turning one of the world's most critical metal supply chains into a high-stakes security fault line. That's the first story. There have been kidnappings of 10 people in late January, and everything that we know that's going on with the cartel fragmentation and how they're stopping supply chains. Silver is being affected by that now. The second story, UBS just laid out a three-pillar case for why gold miners are positioned to keep running in 2026. With bullion strength towards 5,900, that's the first one. Stronger balance sheets, that's the second one. And disciplined cost control, reinforcing the move, meaning energy costs are staying low. We have more than that coming up. Stay with us. There's the home page. Here are the markets. 10-year yields are 3.98, down 2.5. The dollar is 97.72, down 5, almost 6. The S&P 500 is 68.80, down 11. The NASDAQ is 24.935, down 19. The VIX is 140, up 143, trading 20 again. Gold is 51.86, up 578, 580. Vacillating around unchanged all night long, but has finally taken the edge higher. And I think that as we come into American time, with the dollar weaker, you're going to have those buyers of gold just kind of be a little bit less patient and come to the market. Plus, we have PPI as well today. Silver strong all night, opened weaker, but it's like yesterday never happened. And I just want to make an editorial comment. It's a chart comment. I am of the opinion that we're in a range now. 70 to 88 was my level. So call it 70 to 94, all right? 70 to 92 in that area. And I am still of that opinion. My position reflects that. But I have to notice something, and that the slams, I mean, we all know this, but I'm going to say it a little bit for the people who aren't familiar with it. The slams aren't slams to crush it. They're slams to catch its breath. So the market coming off the highs, like when the China fund collapsed, okay, we're still down from that, but we were trading 120. But the slam yesterday from the COMEX shutting down and then kicking metal out another 30 days for a delayed delivery, well, we've recovered from that immediately. So I would say to you, if you want some perspective, the last time they shut down the COMEX during the cooling problem, silver spiked over 100% after that. So the question is, was this shutdown similar to that? Was this for the same reason? The answer is yes, it was, in my opinion, that they were shutting down to sort out delivery problems and then get people who wanted delivery, who could not be dissuaded, to defer for another month. So could we rally another 100%? Yes, I don't think that's going to happen. But I'll tell you, that 70 to 90 range that I have, I'm not so confident of that anymore. Anyway, I've been buying miners as my options position has been making money with the profits. Anyway, moving on. WTI is up $1.40. Nobody wants to be short any commodities this weekend. Copper is up almost 10 cents at 603. Natural gas is up 3 cents. Platinum is up $96 at 2376. Palladium is 1812, up $26. Gold, silver is down. Grains are all up, with wheat up 11 cents, 585.60, up almost 2%. Silver mining regions in Mexico are in a crossfire with the extortion economics, Mexico mining risk, and the unsettling looming disaster, it would seem, given the cartel fragmentation. As silver prices surge, cartel violence and fragmentation are intensifying across Mexico's primary mining belts in Zacatecas, if I'm saying that right, Durango, and Sinaloa. Kidnappings, extortion, and transport blockades are raising costs and suspending operations at globally significant mines, while new U.S. terror designations increase legal risks for companies operating inside cartel-controlled territory. It's actually a very good piece that we took two pieces that we read. One was from a kidnapping in January, believe it or not, in Sinaloa, and then the most recent stuff. They're not related, but they are related in the fact that they're both really affecting silver. Next story, UBS argues gold miners are re-engaging within a structural bull cycle on three pillars. Sustained gold demand, that's the first one. Materially improved corporate fundamentals, that's the second one. And contained production costs. These analysts see bullion trending towards 5,900 on central bank buying, ETF inflows, and easing real rates. Meanwhile, miners are generating stronger cash flow, reducing leverage, and exercising capital discipline, with margins expanding as input costs remain stable. The main risk remains a sustained pullback in gold itself. Now, that's what they said. They didn't put a fine line on it, but I'm going to put a fine line on it for you. JP Morgan's report yesterday, which we put out yesterday, said that as long as gold's above 4,500, they stand by their thesis. So let's say 4,500 is also implicitly UBS's number. Putting the two reports together, you get that. News and analysis, that's what we put out yesterday. Exclusive CME shutdown for silver delivery risks. We're pretty sure that's what happened. The open interest decreasing. Eric Young noting that on Mario's show yesterday made that pretty apparent to us. Special JP Morgan sees 9,300 gold peak and monetary reset. That's the story within the story about their mining upgrade. Founders AMJPM just raised the miner floor. It's a little editorial on that for the founders. Data today, it's Friday, PPI. Based on how the markets are acting, a little bit stronger than you would think given the slight weakness in the dollar, I would think that there's buying that needs to go to the market. So if PPI comes out benign, then metals will be bought. If PPI comes out hot, then that will make people say, oh, the Fed's not going to ease. And so metals will probably back off. Commodities will back off. Stocks will back off. But the last half of the day is what's going to matter. After 11:30, after Europe closes, that's what's going to matter today. Anyway, let's go to the charts. I almost said I'm done for the day. Bitcoin, by the way, I get bullish above 72,000. So silver, these are those alerts there. Those are my ranges. Those are my real ranges, 70 to 93, 94 in that area there. And I had a level in here, 88, that I said, you know, should hold, didn't hold, broke it by $2, which is not a little bit. And now we're in that range. I personally, ignoring my own positions, look at this and say, well, look, this market is just hovering below here. And after the data comes out today, they're looking for an opportunity to buy it again. And so I would say after the data, you want to be, unless the data is incredibly bad for the market, you want to be a buyer with an eye on 94. If it gets above 94, it could run right through that area again. So basically long with a bias to be taking profits in the 94 area is what I would say. Gold. A couple of bank reports out the last day or two describing the gold open interest as being, what's the word they used? Not damaged, impaired. People are not trading gold futures anymore. They are trading GLD, they are trading SLV, but futures are not being traded anymore because it is my opinion that the futures are losing their validity as a real product. When you're delaying, even if you're not defaulting, you don't have to default to ruin your business. And if you're delaying deliveries by a month, you drive customers away from you. They're not delaying deliveries in Shanghai. So that's where you start trading. You start trading on an exchange where the deliveries matter, not an exchange where the deliveries can be kicked down the road like every other can that has been economically. Anyway, here was our trend. We never got back to it. Here seems to be a new trend. It would seem to me, tell you a little story here, right? For gold, gold's running. Here, I'll have to take out the drawing tool here. Here's your trend in gold, right? Okay. Here's the market getting away from the trend. It gets slammed. It gets back to what should be trend, and it never gets back down to trend. Now there's a new trend here. So what does that tell me? These are the buyers. These are the buyers losing control. These are the buyers getting bailed out. These are the buyers buying with more urgency. Now, with silver, it doesn't look like that, but that's because silver had a much bigger spike. Silver. These are the buyers. These are the buyers losing control. These are the buyers getting bailed out. These are the buyers getting bailed out again. And now look at the slope. The slope is the same as that slope. But it's basically a pause. This is a trend. This is that trend, just moved over a little bit. Okay? Gets out of control. They put a cap on it. I'm telling you, this market is being so fucking managed right now. It gets out of hand and they come up with a reason to sell it. And then they sell it and they can't keep it down too long. So they're covering a lot faster. This, I mean, look, if we get above, their stops above 91. That's what I think. So maybe 94 doesn't matter at all. Maybe my level doesn't matter here at all now. Interesting. All right. I'm Vince. Have a great weekend. We have a lot coming up this weekend. Copper, silver, gold, AI. It's all going to be in there.
Well, thank you, Vince, for this morning's show. And thank you at home for watching. Hope you are doing well out there. And did just want to pass along that we just had some news out recently from Fortuna Mining, as they did release their fourth quarter and full year results. And as you might imagine, a lot of records were set in this one. We have record quarterly and annual free cash flow of $132.3 million and $330 million respectively, as Fortuna has delivered on its operational plans and achieves production guidance. And one of the things that certainly I've seen in the time since the Arcadia Channel has had a partnership with Fortuna is that Jorge is quite good at delivering on the things that he promises and says he's going to do. We saw that with the Seguela mine. We also did have good news out about the Diamba Super Gold project, which is nearing a construction decision. And it was just great to see the results as things are developing, along with the record high gold price, which led to that record free cash flow. And fortunately, we caught up with Jorge last week, and let's take a listen to what he had to say about the quarter.
Our average realized gold price for us on our gold sales was $4,166 today. Were 20% higher than that. If I compare the gold price of the fourth quarter to the previous quarter, we were 20% higher in the fourth quarter compared to the previous quarter. And if I compare the fourth quarter average price that we achieved on our gold sales to what we achieved a year ago in the fourth quarter of 2024, the gold price was 57% higher.
Yep.
Right? So clearly the margin expansion in the business has been very, very significant, and we are all capturing the full value of that. So we generated record free cash flow, as pointed out, in the quarter and for the year.
Well, thank you, Jorge, and congratulations to him and the entire team over at Fortuna Mining, and certainly to all the shareholders in our audience that have been following this story along, and great to see the progress. Incredible to see the way the gold price has responded so far in the first quarter as well, and we will keep you posted on the progress from Fortuna. But in case you didn't already see that call we did with Jorge, well, just click on the link that's coming your way now.